We're very disappointed that this happened. I mean, it happened over the bank holiday weekend and that. Now, I'm led to believe that basically there is a person seen on CCTV. So I think, in fairness, they're given the opportunity to come back or to replace it as a matter of urgency before more action is taken. As you rightly said, this is life-saving equipment. I mean, it's there for the benefit of the public, I mean, the general people and the person that would need it. And that. And I just hope that the person that took that, none of his own family or none of his own relations, would require it. But, I mean, it's unacceptable to tamper with life-saving equipment. And, you know, it was put there in the town. It had been there for a long time, no issues. And, you know, somebody goes out and, you know, think it's funny on a bank holiday week, and, you know, do this at about 2 o'clock in the morning. It's totally unacceptable, and I just hope they come forward, or some member of the family get onto them and tell them to bring it back or replace it as a matter of urgency.
And it is that, I suppose, the appeal is now, regardless if it was you or if it was somebody you know, the most important thing now is to get it reinstated in case there is an emergency.
Exactly. I mean, you know, look, it's not a blame game here. But I mean, you know, somebody did wrong. I mean, at least if you know you did wrong and, you know, without a character, and you did it at a spur of a moment, now you have the opportunity to bring it back before any more action is taken and before any life is lost. I mean, this was put here for the betterment of the community and the general public. And I think, you know, we don't touch with things like this. So the person is getting an opportunity to come forward to replace it or put it back. And that's all we're asking for at this stage. No life is lost over this.